Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today as we continue our salute to all of the area stars in the Stars Over Oklahoma competition here in the month of April. April 1st, 20 outstanding FFA members interviewed for the right to be star in ag production, agribusiness, ag placement, and agriscience. This week, we are looking at the area stars in agribusiness. Today, we introduce you to Michael St. Clair of the Bethel FFA chapter. Michael is in the central area, representing the central area in agribusiness. Tell me about your agribusiness. What sort of enterprise have you gotten involved in?
So I'm in a little bit of everything. I own chickens, cows, I grow a garden, and I raise pigs.
So tell me about each of those. Maybe start at the first one there.
Okay. So I own over 200 chickens, which I use for egg laying. I own 4 cows, which I have a cow-calf operation. I own an acre and a half to 2-acre garden. And then I also raise 3 breeding sows.
You kind of are diversified, most certainly. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
My favorite is the chickens. People around the town call me Chicken Mike.
So why preference for poultry?
They were the first thing I really got into. That's what made me join FFA. So it's just been a fun thing to be involved in.
And so tell me some of the skills, some of the things you've had to learn in order to be successful with each of these species.
Well, I've had to learn how to vaccinate them, what diseases to treat them, or what diseases I need to treat them for, mm-hmm. and then just how to take care of them, how each one is different. So the chickens require a completely different skill set than the cattle or the pigs. So it's just learning the basics of each one of them.
Tell me about the marketing of each of the species.
Mm-hmm. So for the chickens, I primarily sell eggs, and then in the fall, I sell meat from the birds. And then for the cattle, I sell them at the Oklahoma City Stockyards. For the pigs, I sell them as show swine. And then the garden, I sell at a local farmer's market.
Tell me about that farmer's market.
Well, it's a pretty cool deal. It's a pretty small farmer's market. There's about 10 other vendors there, mm-hmm. and I get to meet with people that are a lot more experienced, and then there's just customers come in from a bunch of different areas and buy produce from there.
And I guess you're going to have to, you know, you kind of have to be a showman a little bit as far as to tell them a little bit about your produce and mm-hmm. how you're farming.
Yeah, you definitely have to market what you sell, and you also have to try different tricks to get people to buy from you. Like one thing I've learned is you got to try something exotic. So you've got to have some different kind of produce that no one else has seen, and they'll come and check it out. And while they're there looking at that, they'll also buy other things from you. So you definitely have tricks of the trade you have to learn.
That's good. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
Well, I first joined FFA in 8th grade. I'm the first person in my family to be in FFA. So really all of this is new to me. I'm a first-generation farmer. In 8th grade, that's whenever I got into showing swine, and that's when I first got my show swine herd. And then since then, I've been involved in my chapter. I'm a chapter officer right now, the secretary. It's just been a completely new experience my whole FFA career. It's been fun.
Tell me, you know, what's the plans after graduation?
I hope to go to OSU and become a veterinarian. That's the goal.
Thank you, Michael. Michael St. Clair of the Bethel FFA chapter. He's your central area star in agribusiness. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.